Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 25th of March. So today, Mars makes a semi-sextile start to Pluto. There's a full moon in Virgo that starts at 7:01, then the moon enters void, of course, sort of like at the same time. The Sun makes a quantum parallel to Neptune, and it's a full moon lunar eclipse in Virgo. So yeah, if you want to know more all about it, there's a separate audio as well. Venus makes a semi-square to Pluto, then Sun makes a semi-square to Uranus. Mercury enters Aries today, and Mercury also makes a quantum parallel to Mars. So with the full moon lunar eclipse, you can see there's a lot going on today. So Mercury and Aries, again, have made a separate audio in depth. If you want to listen to that, check out the playlist or the link. But ultimately, it makes us more assertive, quicker in our thinking, making us more enterprising in our spirit. But negatively, it can make us more impatient and impulsive in our action and communication. But, you know, positively, it makes us more enthusiastic about learning and sharing and starting new things and finishing things as well. So it's great motivational energy for physical exercise or psychological, emotional and spiritual development as well. And it just makes us be more open to taking risks and expressing bold ideas with confidence. But we just have to watch out for overstepping people's boundaries as well. Mars also makes a semi-sextile to Pluto. So this brings us sort of like a powerful boost of focus, determined energy. We can become more willful. So it's a good energy and supports Mercury in Aries' need for us to, you know, start new things and sort of like reach our goals. But of course, because Mars rules Aries where Mercury's in as well, negatively our communication or our actions can trigger power struggles and aggression. We can find it hard to find that balance between being assertive and maintaining and enforcing our boundaries and being aggressive. So just watch out for that. People may want to just sort of like push people's buttons right now as well, or just be doing it because they're absent-minded when they're not paying attention. So just try and resolve conflicts, walk away if need be. Also, you know, you may experience powerful urges today as well, especially sensual and sexual ones as well, and this is good. Channel it effectively, but make sure you get consent, because again, forceful energies. It's a great sort of like energy to just focus on self-improvement. Spiritually, it symbolizes the integration of our personal power and spiritual growth, as it wants us to confront our shadow behaviors and self, and confront any deep-rooted fears, obsessions, jealousies, resentment, and all other unresolved issues. And getting to the root cause is really good, because it can stop us from having sort of automatic response. A lot of our life is way we react and respond. We react, we don't actually act sometimes, because we've got so many unresolved issues, and all of these unresolved spiritual and emotional issues turn into triggers. And if it can be hard for us to navigate relationships and people and environment, so we just have to just confront the root causes of our traumas and learning to manage and heal and understand, love and forgive ourselves. And this energy of Mars's semi-sextile to Pluto, although sort of like subtle, allows us to do that inner work, that inner facing up, because sometimes we run away from ourselves. So it allows us to face ourselves and to explore our hidden desires and psychological patterns that are getting in the way of our progress. The Sun's quantum parallel to Neptune as well helps us to creatively heal ourselves, gives us that empathy and compassion needed to, you know, work through these problems that Mars's semi-sextile to Pluto is calling us to do. Negatively, it can add to us being confused and deceiving other people. We can become jealous, ignore red flags, and want to numb ourselves doubly from our pain with this energy. So, you know, with all this changeability going on, this energy reminds us of the importance of staying grounded and doing things that help us stay emotionally and psychologically balanced as well. So it supports us in our self-reflection, connecting with our inner wisdom and intuition, and using techniques such as meditation or journaling or anything else that helps you in a healthy way to deepen your understanding of yourself and the world around you. it's crucial to assert yourself and make the lasting changes in your life, starting or continuing that work that require transformation as well, and just be open to confronting deep-rooted fears and unresolved issues that are holding you back as well. Because it's really important with the full moon as well in Virgo, wanting us to get more organized and practical in our healing, and wanting us to set clear boundaries, become more self-empowered, and letting go of everything that gets in the way of us doing that. Venus is semi-square to Pluto, also supports us in setting healthy boundaries and being passionate about it, but being firm with it as well, and helps us to take care of ourselves so we can maintain healthy relationships with others, making sure that your needs are being met and respected, and people are not walking over you, and you're not sacrificing yourself or burning out yourself as well. It supports us exploring our subconscious mind, which is needed for us to understand our triggers, which a lot of the placements are calling for us to do today. The Sun semi-square to Uranus supports us in breaking free from routine, getting out of our comfort zone, embracing new, being spontaneous, but negatively it can make us more restless and impulsive. So we have to make sure we consider the consequences of any actions and words before making sort of like decisions or taking on the savvy risk, which can be hard for us to do as well. So it wants us to think outside the box, come up with solutions to our problems, work with others as well, and be creative. Mercury's counterpart to Mars brings the tension between our thoughts and our actions, as I said earlier. So it just supports us in sort of like getting our house in order, our poo together basically, but it can also lead towards being more impulsive and aggressive in our communication as well. But it helps us to become more productive and determined about our self-healing and our life in general, which is good, supporting us in breaking away from conformity, making detailed plans about our goals and strategizing. It can also reminds us that physical exercise and other forms of stress release are important to channel this excess. We've got a lot of Mars placement, Uranus energy today, Pluto as well. So this energy wants us to just find healthy ways to let go of our frustration and extra energy by, you know, taking regular physical exercise. Not only do we increase our overall well-being, but we reduce the likelihood of impulsive words and aggressive behaviour, so that's always good as well. So it just supports us in sort of like being cautious, brainstorming, exploring new ideas that can lead to breakthroughs in our communication abilities or relationships or our personal development as well. And just wants us to just be open to letting our innate wisdom, our self-understanding, by building it or continuing to build it, to lead us towards better decisions for our life as well. So we could seek out mentors or resources that can help us with our accountability and motivation. And once again, all of today's energies are reminding us of the importance of healing ourselves, so we can think things through before we jump impulsively into anything or become reactive as well. So content creators can talk about how we can just become more self-aware by using self-reflection, and how by facing our fears and letting go of our resentments and unforgiveness, and being open to healing, empathy and self-understanding, and having dreams, just having goals and being open to being creative and letting go of our past, how having focus in our life can help us feel more secure and bring us that stability that we're all sort of like looking for. And this stability can only be gained from within, the one that lasts, the one that's always there even when having a crappy time. We can build self-love, and that's why it should be a priority. Healthy self-love, not, oh, you know, I can do what I want to others because they're responsible for their reactions, not me. No, healthy self-love where we care for ourselves, understand ourselves, so we can sort of like understand the world more, and we can choose our responses and be more in control of our thoughts and actions, because we're actually living in the moment. So this energy supports us in getting out of our comfort zone, so content creators can talk about how we can change our lifestyles, how technology and alternative lifestyles can help us, giving us techniques on how we can speak up for ourselves and what we believe in without overstepping the mark and forcing our beliefs on others as well. Talking about social activism, social justice, and how we can become more critical in our thinking, which is becoming more and more important in our world and in our times. Also talking about how we can become more passionate about life, build more confident, and how we can overcome obstacles and embrace and build a growth mindset rather than a mindset that just allows our past emotional traumas and psychological and spiritual wounds to dictate the outcome of our life daily. So yeah, that's the daily scope for the 25th of March.